With hundreds of people from the Philippines living in the area, Estela Chow is leading the way in bringing the community together. They have many community events lined up for the coming months. The Filipino Association in Timmins registered 2 years ago. Its first general meeting was on June 25 and Chow was elected president. More than 40 people attended the meeting at the Lady Luck restaurant downtown Timmins. Even though an estimated 200 Filipinos live in Timmins, they have never grouped as a community. Now they are thinking of meeting regularly and planning a picnic at Schumacher Lions Club Park next to the McIntyre Community Center on July 23. The events will run from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m., and there will be a variety of entertainment programs for both kids and adults. They are encouraging everybody to bring food and share. The group wants to uphold the idea of multiculturalism and peace. More than 70 people are expected to attend. They are also planning another gathering called Filipino Fiesta. The date and time are not decided yet. Many Filipinos in Timmins don't know about the organization, and Chow and her sister Diwata Aniyoe are hoping to bring people together with the gatherings and festivals. Chow thinks there should be an organization like this in every single town. Because when people arrive here, they don't know where to go, she said. The organization aims to help newcomers settle in, from finding a job to finding accommodations. When you go to another country, there will be a culture shock, she said. The help will be extended beyond Filipinos and include anyone who needs it. Chow and her sister know what it feels like to be in a different country. They moved to Timmins in 1993. She has been doing cleaning services since 1995, along with other jobs. When her husband died in 2005, she also took the responsibility of looking after the restaurant, Lady Luck. Chow is considered moving to different cities, including Toronto. Her two daughters live in two other cities in Canada. But she decided to stick in Timmins. Toronto is too busy for me. I love Timmins. It is so calm and quiet in here, she explained. The sisters have first-hand experience of all the struggles of immigration. That is why they have employed as many people as they could. A large majority of their hires were international students. Since the pandemic affected the restaurant business, they cannot employ as many people now. The services the association can provide are not limited to Filipinos. Though there is a Filipino in the name, the organization is actually multicultural, Chow said. For help, any newcomer in Timmins can contact the restaurant at 705-268-3436. It's located at 33 Balsam Street S.